Details at srnnews.com.
As God calls us to serve Him, He calls us to study. Conservative Theological University provides studies on campus and online personalized distant education studies that lead to your certified degree. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE. For Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we get back to the issue of the day, let me invite you to support, to undergird financially, Let's Face the Issues. We've had the privilege of coming to you every day for the past almost 10 years now, and we look forward to continuing that going forth, but we are going to have to ask you to help us underwrite this broadcast. Our fee has been, in the past several years, about $48,000 a year. It's going up to $72,000 a year. We simply cannot afford to do that unless you join in, lock arms with us, undergird financially with a generous contribution each and every month. We're looking forward to you doing so. We need your financial support if you want us to continue this broadcast. It's our prayer that this is a broadcast that is informative, instructional, it is challenging, it's something that is inspirational, and is rooted in a biblical, central biblicist worldview. So if you want this to continue, let me encourage you, go to FCBC, that's FCBCATJAX.com, FCBCATJAX.com, click the donate button, make a generous contribution on a monthly basis, weekly basis, or a single gift that we can underwrite this broadcast going forward. That's FCBCATJAX.com. Click the donate button. Your generous contribution is appreciated. We want to say thank you in advance for supporting this broadcast. Let me do a little parenthetical footnote. Do not support this broadcast with your tithes and offerings. Your tithes and offerings go to your local church. Anything that's above your regular tithes and offerings to support your local church, we invite you to undergird this broadcast, sustain us going forward financially, that we can continue to face the issues each and every day. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about snitching on neighbors. Police state, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Before we take our next caller, let me read you that headline once again. Citizens in one state to turn in their friends, family members, neighbors, and strangers. And it states further in the article, this states this. Let me read it. The report bluntly explains, to be clear, this isn't merely about going after people who have allegedly committed physical hate crimes I want somebody to describe for me, what is a hate crime? It's never been characterized, never been fully identified. It also targets reported instances of persons hostile expressions of animus toward other persons related to a person's actual or perceived characteristics. This report explains the state agenda is creating a path for people to inform, I call it snitching, inform on others who are supposedly guilty of thought crimes or perhaps speech crimes. It also allows someone else, anyone else, to target an individual because of opinions about a person's actual or perceived characteristics. This article concludes, it's difficult to put things into law which look at the intent of people rather than the actions of people, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it becomes a thought police system. It becomes a thought police system. It's a system that's used in Russia. It's a system that's used in China. It's a system that's used in North Korea. It's a system that's used in multitudes of nations today. And I am appalled by it. I'd love to hear from you. What are your thoughts? The snitch system on neighbors. Police state. Are we living in a police state? Do we see the same thing taking place on a national, global basis, especially in our federal government in the United States of America? I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go over your question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. This is so interesting, but I have a comment that I think will go with what you're talking about today. Have you ever heard of the fairies?
The fairies?
Yes. How the children can go to school and dress up as animals, and if the teachers say anything against it, it's considered you're hating that.
Yes, I am. You're saying furries, F-U-R-R-I-S, the furries, yes.
Yes.
They come as an animal, a cat or a dog, et cetera, et cetera. Yes.
Yes.
Unfortunately, yes.
Unfortunately, yes. But a long time ago, I was taught from my leader in church that to keep my Bible close to me, because we never knew when somebody would throw us out the church for what was said concerning the Word of God. And I learned that a lot of churches don't appreciate hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, this time with my granddaughter, and she's in a private school, she was associating, and I guess she still is, with children who are other mid-teens that are finding their sexual identity. And they practice that, and all furries, but also, too, one of the young ladies whose mother is in a relationship with another female, the young lady strapped on the apparatus that they use and sent the picture. And it came to my granddaughter, too, but her mother went to the school. And what they're saying is that the mother endorsed it, so the mother of the young lady is right. So we have to go, because it was like we're trying to insinuate a riot by going against what was done, and that the mother of the other child is right. I don't know who reported it, but it was done in the office of the principal, but it's gotten turned around. We have to go Saturday for a big meeting.
The whole thing is you're finding, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, that which is right is called wrong, that which is wrong is called right, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. We're finding everything upside down today. We're finding today when the moral, ethical, godly, God-fearing Christian parent or Christian child take a stand for truth, all of a sudden then we're the haters, we're the ones that are the bad guys, we're the ones that need to be removed from society. This is the reason today you have the DOJ that has authorized the FBI to prosecute any parent that comes before school board with any question about the CRT being taught or about the LGBTQ being taught. They're considered domestic terrorists today. We have it all upside down. And this that we're talking about now with the snitch system makes it even worse, because it's very, very clear in the article about that. It is very clear that it is snitching on, talking about, reporting even the thoughts or the intents, the biases of others. And you're talking about the very same thing. It's on a local level. It's a school. I'd take the child out of school. I wouldn't give them the pleasure of spending 5 minutes in a principal's office arguing and debating about a godly biblical principle that you're taking a stand on and should take a stand on.
Yes. Can I say one more thing?
Yes,
when
ma'am.
I mentioned about how we used to keep our Bibles close to us because we didn't know when our pastor preached if what would happen. But with my husband and him being a black man and a Republican, I have to keep my purse and things close to me.
Yeah, because you see, one of the things that you and Kenneth have discovered, I'm sure, is that because you're black, you're a Christian, you're a Republican, that's a no-no in the society today, because you see, all of these years, the Democrats have felt that somehow the black vote should go to them, and as I've used the term, the Democrats have tried to keep the black folks on the plantation and saying
yes.
that you got to vote for us. And when you have a mind of your own, when you have a Christian mind, a Christian thought, a Christian philosophy, it is totally different than saying, government, give me everything, and you're willing to take a stand on godly principles and that which is right rather than that which is going to put something in your hand. So I'm thankful for you. Thankful for your stand. Keep on keeping on. God will honor it.
And we thank you.
Good. Thank you, Terry, for your call. God bless you. Hey, let's keep looking up later, Jim, and our redemption is near. And I'm quoting from Luke chapter 21, verse 28. When we see all of these things coming about, the scripture says, look up, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today snitching on our neighbors, police state. We're looking at what is taking place, and what is taking place is setting the stage for the final days when the Antichrist will step on the scenes, and it will seem as though he knows everything about everybody. But it's because today, through artificial intelligence, through the DOJ's program of snitching on people through social media, we're setting the stage for the Antichrist. Ladies and gentlemen, just think of this snitching on neighbors, the damage that will be done to free speech, or even the persecution, the prosecution that will take place when Christians, that's going to focus on Christians, when Christians say something about the sodomite lifestyle, when Christians say something about that which is taking place that's immoral, ungodly, and unholy, all of a sudden that Christian will be reported on, and that Christian will be the one that's traced, tracked, persecuted, and prosecuted, and not the evil, wicked ones in the world today. Ladies and gentlemen, it is going to be prosecuting people based on their perceived feelings. Who we are as Christians, who we are as patriots, who we are as conservatives. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the progression of the social woke police state, the socialistic system that America is becoming today. I'm looking at a headline. It is from Tony Perkins, and he says, now watch. The State of Faith, Family, and Freedom address. He is talking about what is happening with our freedoms. Let me read a portion of this newsletter. Tony Perkins says, this single word best describes the state of our country today. From out-of-control government spending, a wide-open southern border, global conflict, instability, and the promotion of the funding of abortion, LGBTQ ideology, and growing hostility toward all religious liberties. I evaluated the state of family, faith, and our freedom in America under the Biden administration, and it's sobering. The Biden administration has proven itself to be openly hostile to religious liberties, Christianity in particular, Despite Biden's claim that he is a Catholic, his policies have demonstrated his administration's opposition to biblical truth and the teachings of the Word of God. Biden's America, gender confusion, and transgender ideology have spread through our schools like wildfire. And many parents have found that schools have sought to transition their children without the knowledge of the parents. And the article goes on very deeply talking about where we are in society today. And ladies and gentlemen, it's bad enough to have that being pushed and promulgated, demanded, paid for through the Biden administration. But then to find and to understand that Big Brother, police state, watching every move that is made, every call that is made, everything that's done and said. I'm looking at a headline that says, privacy experts, we should be worried about the coming spy threat. This article reads in part, many government agencies use license plate readers to track drivers. Toll roads are electronic chips to keep track of cars and to bill their owners. People constantly are being tracked by where their cell phones ping in the towers. But there's a new threat to a policy coming. Experts say a satellite expected, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, a satellite expected to be launched could zoom in on anyone, anywhere, at any time. The satellite is being created and has the ability to zoom in on even a license plate from outer space, which the report quotes privacy experts confirming, we will create Big Brother, which is always watching scenario. The article states the company says, that's the creator of the satellite, company says there won't be facial recognition software installed. Now, it doesn't mention imaging people or protecting privacy. Privacy experts are sounding the alarm, according to the report. Is there such a thing as privacy anymore in America? Further, the article states the company's technology is very low Earth orbit satellite. The goal is eventually to have 24-hour spacecraft watching everybody 24/7. A Harvard scientist, I'm trying to get my tongue straight, says it's taking one step closer to the Big Brother in watching everybody at all times. The satellite would destroy people's right to privacy in any public forum, anywhere, anytime. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a snitching system, not just with neighbors snitching on neighbors, but Big Brother in a police state mindset and carrying it out today. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're being tracked, traced 24/7. Our cell phones, our social media, all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Google, our emails, text messages. Remember, the Biden administration, ladies and gentlemen, in cooperation with Zuckerberg and Twitter, use social media to assist in the fraudulent theft of the 2020 election. Yes, you heard me right. I believe the 2020 election was stolen without any question, without any doubt whatsoever. I'm looking at a headline that says, the rise of a culture of censorship. Censorship by government and lesser authorities. And it goes on to talk about censorship involves the shutting people up rather than refuting their ideas. This usually takes either of two forms, deplatforming or not permitting, or secondly, some sort of threat or punishment for expressing your ideas. That's exactly what took place during the days of the 2020 election. Zuckerberg, as you recall, had about $430 million that he spread, especially in Georgia, especially in Fulton County, especially in the areas where the Democrats had a stronghold, to buy votes, illegal votes, illegal mail-in ballots, to steal the election in 2020. And ladies and gentlemen, we're finding today, and by the way, when that took place in 2020, listen carefully. They shut out most of the communication that was talking about what is happening that's wrong. It shut down any communication because Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the other social medias being pushed by the CIA and the FBI to censor your speech and mine, to for an algorithm to decide if what I'm saying or what you're saying is truth or not based on their truth findings. And therefore, we were shut out. And during the 2020 election, the election was stolen in part by that taking place. We're looking at a headline. National Science Foundation spent millions on AI censorship tools to quash. That's Q-U-A-S-H, to quash misinformation. The article reads, in part, the National Science Foundation spent millions of taxpayer dollars developing a censorship tool powered by the artificial intelligence for big tech to use to counter misinformation online and advance state-of-the-art misinformation research. House investigators of the Judiciary Committee and Select Committee on the weaponization of government. The weaponization of government, you can just simply insert police state. Awarded nearly $40 million, including $13 million to three universities and a software company to develop AI tools that would censor information faster and at a much greater scale than human beings. The University of Michigan, for instance, was awarded $750,000 to develop the WiseDeck artificial intelligence tool to help big tech outsource responsibility of the censorship of the citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in a big a police state now. We're living in censorship now. We're living in it now. But listen, the closer we get to the election, because listen, the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic, Communist Party are planning now to steal the 2024 election. Joe Biden cannot win an election. They must steal it. You remember me saying prior to the 2020 election, the bragging of the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton that they had 1,100 prepared attorneys that had canvassed all of America and were setting up shop in states and counties to come up with some conclusion that something had gone wrong in the casting of ballots so that they could start before the election was ever over to file suits against the Republicans or Republican candidate or against Donald Trump to try to prevent the winning of the 2020 election. They succeeded in doing so. And they're on the fast track for setting that trap even today. There's the mindset that they can steal the election. Look at another headline. Government funds AI tools for wholesale internet surveillance and censorship. The internet-wide surveillance and censorship enabled by the unimaginable vast computerization powered by artificial intelligence. This is not a futuristic dystopia. It's happening right now, this article says. And it talks about the powerful tools of AI, artificial intelligence, being set up and put in place to steal the 2020 election. And we're being watched, we're being tracked, we're being traced, we're being surveilled, we're being censored at this very moment. We are living in a police state. We're living in a state, a nation, where citizens now are being encouraged to snitch on other citizens, to tell on others of what you may be even thinking or what they perceive that you're thinking. I'm looking at a headline that says, Internet censorship in the United States. Internet censorship in the United States is the suppression of information published or viewed on the Internet in the United States. The First Amendment of the United States Constitution protects freedom of speech, the expression against federal, state, and local government censorship. But ladies and gentlemen, it's happening through big tech. So the government's saying, we're not doing it. Big tech's doing it. They're doing it based on the encouragement and the pushing by the federal government. I believe I have Miranda on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
I find it, the irony of these times that we live in, it's amazing. Isn't Trump who they call Hitler all the time? This tactic is, they're the thought police. They want to know everything you think. And if you don't think as they do, they're ready to penalize you, ostracize you, ruin you financially, take away your job, make it where you can't support yourself. That's the kind of thing that they want to do. And I'm proud to be one of the deplorables. That Hillary Clinton talked about. I think by deplorable, I would say we are probably working people, working Americans, people who go to work every day, pay their taxes, behave themselves in a way that they don't cause any problems for the most part for any other citizens. But I'm so afraid of what they're going to do as the election approaches, just like you've been saying. I'm fearing that we're not going to be able, we're going to have communication blackouts and just unable to find out reliable news and that kind of thing. So anyway, I'm just to be in prayer.
Miranda, you're exactly right. We need to keep praying, keep looking up, realizing that God is still on the throne. We need to ask Him to give us victory. And contrary to the Marxist, communist, Democrat, under the guise of Republican on yesterday's broadcast, we need to recognize the 2020 election was stolen. We need to recognize it as Christian conservative patriots that we need to pray and keep asking God to intervene and to place Donald J. Trump in office. That's my opinion. That's my position.
Yeah.
And Miranda, we need to keep praying for that. Thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Lisa on the line. Go over to question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood, I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much for being so brave and leading us in this stand. We are absolutely grateful for you, and I am going to be a poll worker on Tuesday, and I'm excited to see what is what and where God wants us to make changes and how we can absolutely exalt Him through this process. One thing we do know is it's going to get worse. Because they have everything to lose. They have so much blood on their hands. They have everything to lose.
Absolutely. Now, Lisa, I always enjoy going on election day and not prior to the election day. Usually when I walk in the poll where we normally vote in our precinct, I walk in and say, I'm here to vote twice. Democrats do. Can I do that? And it embarrasses everybody in the room. But
hallelujah.
We need to recognize that the game is on, and we need to be the part of the players. And as Christians, we need to come out from under the bed and out of the closet. We need to be visible, vocal, and victorious in our stand for Christ, our stand for godliness, our stand for morals and ethics and values, and our stand for our Bill of Rights as we know them today. Lisa,
amen.
Keep praying, keep looking up, and God bless you for being the poll worker. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today snitching on neighbors, police state. We're looking at that taking place. And for those that believe that somehow, some way, the election in 2020 was not stolen, listen to a headline. We won't have time to delve into it much. But the headline says, rigged. Top state official confirms the 2020 presidential race was, in fact, stolen. President Donald Trump often is charged that the 2020 presidential election was stolen. Democrats and other leftists have joined in the campaign to claim that he made the threat to our democracy. But, ladies and gentlemen, this five-page article goes into great detail of what we already knew, that the election was stolen, and we need to recognize they plan on doing it again. So we need to be involved. We need to be salt and light. Keep praying, keep planning, keep preparing, keep looking up, and we'll recognize.